This is the closing market report for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. Closing markets are brought to you by Bex. Since 1937, Bex has stood up for the things that matter most: faith, independence, and helping farmers succeed. We're on the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what are we seeing going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, the market's up a little, just a quiet session as you'd expect. People don't take positions in front of this election. As I said, most every day, there's a Trump factor to consider. If Kamala gets in, I'm not sure, you know, what impact will have on the grains. But Trump has repeatedly said he wants to enforce tariffs. This is not not good for the grains. It would probably hurt our exports. It might be a negative for the grains if Trump's elected, at least temporarily, particularly in the soys. So the market's quiet today. Plus, tomorrow and Thursday, the Fed's meeting, expecting to lower interest rates maybe another 0.25% after the 0.5%, about last month. So the market's waiting on that news. And then finally, Friday is the WASDE report at 11 o'clock. Early indications are they're going to ratchet the yields down a touch from last month because of the dryness we had in September, finally accounting for that.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the numbers next.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most: our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
December corn up 2 even at 418.5. January soybeans up 4.5 at $10.03. December soybean meal down 10 cents at $2.99.50. December soybean oil down 57 cents at $44.99. On the Merc, December live cattle down 30 cents at $184.77. November feeders down 20 cents at $246.15. Lean hogs down 2.10 at $81.12. And that's been a check of the closing market prices on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith reporting.